Attention passengers, this is your captain speaking. Brace for impact. This is Tom Lewis. In my book, Brace for Impact, I gave you the big picture about the beginning of the crash of the industrial age. Here, on The Daily Impact, we chronicle the downward spiral. When I first saw a reference to the Plunge Protection Team, I of course assumed it was a suicide prevention program for bankers working in skyscrapers. As our president often says, who knew that it would be so complicated? Or, as he also often says, who cares? Well, here's why it's interesting. There is no apparent rational explanation for why the stock market continues to fly so high. No standard valuation of shares, not growth, not profitability, not return on investment, not the price-earnings ratio, not anything, can remotely justify the prices being paid for paper in this crazed casino, populated by riverboat gamblers playing fast and loose with OPM, other people's money, chasing the chimera of 20% returns. It should have crashed in 2015 and in 2016. There is no reason it should have survived 2017. And here we are. You know how when you gaze at a perfect spring day full of flower scents and birdsong, you find yourself believing anew in God? Well, when you look long and hard at our insane stock market and its longevity, you start wanting to believe in a plunge protection team. There is a basis for belief. Its formal name is the President's Working Group on Financial Markets. It was created by President Reagan after the market crash of October 1987. The group, consisting of the Secretary of the Treasury and the chairs of the Federal Reserve, the Securities and Exchange Commission, and the Commodity Futures Trading Commission, was tasked with recommending ways to enhance U.S. financial markets, prevent significant volatility, and maintain investor confidence. Before long, the group was tagged with a nickname by the Washington Post, the Plunge Protection Team. The nickname both reflected and encouraged the suspicion that the team had a secret mission that went far beyond its public assignment of giving advice, a mission to directly intervene in the stock market when it started to head south and buy it back to health. It's hard not to see the hand of the PPT in days like Monday, February 5th of this year, for example, when the market pulled a wily coyote and stepped off a cliff. After shedding nearly 700 points on Friday, the Dow vaporized another 1,000 points on Monday, one of the worst daily losses in its history, right up until the final hour of trading. Those of us who had been waiting for the crash for years gathered around Bloomberg terminals and CNBC screens watching the numbers unravel like the altimeter of a plane about to run out of altitude, airspeed, and prospects. Then, just above the ground, the plane miraculously stops its descent, levels out, and begins a somewhat laborious climb back to where it was. You saw it with your naked eyes. How could you not believe in miracles and the PPT? There are seasoned observers of the financial markets who see the hand of the PPT in every recovery from a pronounced drop. There are others who scoff and say any notion that any group of people could so quickly and easily manipulate a multi-billion dollar a day market is a prime example of an urban legend. Someone is always saying that it happened to his cousin, honest to God. Given that the vast majority of today's stock market trades are executed by machines, running pre-written algorithms, executing in nanoseconds, free of human intervention, it's hard to believe that any PPT could intervene effectively. It would be like throwing a line on a horse traveling at the speed of light, vaulting aboard, and wrestling him into the barn. Thanks to the malfeasance of the profiteers and the malpractice of the journalists, There is no way to know if there is such a thing as a plunge protection team. But something is maintaining the stock market at incredible altitudes, and it ain't hydrogen. Sometimes, as when you're appreciating a fine spring day, you just have to believe in something. To keep up with the ways our industrial world is falling apart, subscribe to The Daily Impact. To better understand them, the second edition paperback edition of Brace for Impact is now available at Amazon.com. For now, this is Tom Lewis saying, brace for impact.